Andrew Schneider on KNIAK Less Radio, here with Marissa Farabee, who has already blazed quite the trail to start the spring season. Two blue standards in both the 1,500 and 3,000-meter races, and obviously coming off of a great cross-country season as the individual 3A champion. Marissa, first of all, congratulations on the early season success. What are some of the things that you've been working on in the off-season to kind of get you off to this quick start?
Yeah, thank you. I would say of the off-season, I kind of prioritize training smarter. So if I wasn't feeling up to it some days, like if I was sick, just honoring where my body was at, and then I took actually more time off at the end of the season before I started training, but then just overall increasing my volume of work, and then the workouts I did were a lot different, more so volume and speed, and I think that's really showing off now. I know, like Ruth and I said, when we started the season, we both felt really fit, and I think that's starting to show off in the races.
Well, and obviously you're in your sophomore campaign, so you're not only coming off of now two full cross-country seasons, but you've been through the track season before too. What did you learn from last year that maybe has enabled you to take this next step this year, right? Because last year, obviously, you had a great freshman campaign, but then you become a state champion in cross-country and already obviously having such a great start. How much have you learned from year one to year two?
I would say knowing the feeling of the races and learning how to get uncomfortable and be comfortable and uncomfortable, and then just like more so the tactical parts of the races. Like I usually struggle with getting off the line fast enough, but that's something I've really been trying to focus on these first couple races, and I think that already is going to benefit me in the long run.
Well, and again, you know, there were some long-standing records when you entered the program as a freshman that you've broken in both sports now. You know, where does that confidence come from to be able to believe in yourself enough to be among those athletes? And what's it like now knowing that you're breaking your own records most of the times you're going out there on the track?
Yeah, it really doesn't feel real. Like, I think of it as someone else other than me, because in my brain it doesn't make sense that I'm actually doing this. But I think it's just a testament to how much your body can do and versus your brain can do, because our brain's going to limit what we can do before our body can. And I think I've just gotten better and better at learning that, like, pain is temporary and pushing through that pain on the track, and that's how I end up seeing, like, all these faster times and results. And then just knowing that, like, the girls before me with Caroline's records, like, she's doing some really amazing things right now in college, and hopefully I can continue following in her footsteps.
We're with Marissa Farabee. She's a two-time blue standard qualifier this spring and the defending 3A cross-country champion, talking about the spring season ongoing. Some big meets that are coming up, and coming into this season, it felt like when I talked to some of the seniors, just an extra air of confidence. You had so many girls coming back from last year, and now you were all back together again. You haven't quite been healthy enough to put like a really good meet together just yet, but you know, how much confidence was there from last spring, that third place finish and the way you competed that weekend, and how much of that carried over into the offseason and preseason with this group in particular?
Yeah, I'd say we really surprised ourselves with our third place finish last year, and we lost a lot of important girls in the sprints, but the freshman class really showed up and showed out with their new additions, and they're really handling the transition well to the high school track, and especially like on the distance side, like I'm super excited to see what Ruth can do, because she's already started putting up some really great times. I mean, if not faster than I did last year with my freshman year, and I know she'll be able to work down those times, and hopefully we can, you know, do it out at state together in those races. But in the sprints, I mean, I think our senior class is super strong this year with Macy and JC and all those, that we're going to have some really good finishes at state when it comes time.
Well, and within the distance crew, you mentioned Ruth, who's a freshman coming in and already obviously having great races, but then some of the veterans coming back, Autumn and Reagan last year, who were supposed to probably be up there with you at state in those events, and then they get hurt. What's it been like having the full crew together, even when you're training together in practice, and how does that help just the overall group to know that no one's spot is really secure? Obviously, you probably have maybe the biggest part of that card, but really, you're competing to be on the 4x8. You're competing to be in these races. How do you think that's helping even on your own team to have all these especially experienced distance runners mix in with Ruth?
Yeah, it's a completely different vibe than last year. I think there was like three or four of us last year in the distance, but now we have like close to like eight people with like Rebecca yet and Tess yet. So I think, like, just the vibe in general is better. And then, like, when we go to workouts, we can more so pair up and, like, you know, push each other through the workouts, which is leading to better results and, like, better workouts. And then we're all just kind of, like, there's no hostility towards each other. We all want each other to be the best we can possibly be. And whoever gets to run that 4x8 spot gets to run it. But there's also so many, like, there's the distance medley 800, and you still have the open 8s, and there's plenty of space for everybody. And we're kind of learning that, like, everybody has a spot, and everybody gets to run everything, and that at the end of the day, whoever runs the fastest time gets to run, but we want each other to be as fast as possible.
Here's Marissa Farabee. She's already got two blue standards in the 1500 and 3000, breaking those school records, and is the reigning 3A cross-country champion as we talk the track and field season. So let's shift more to the big picture then. Again, coming off of a third-place finish, obviously ADM and Solon still look really good, and they have a lot of talent. And I know that you're still focused on what's happening in front of you, but what's happening in front of you is training for that postseason run. You know, how are you guys as a team trying to figure things out, knowing that you're going to have to be at your best at the end of the season to have an opportunity to even repeat a third place finish, and how does that push you knowing that there are those great teams out there?
Yeah, I think that, like, we're starting to shift our focus for training through meets more so than training for meets, because at the end of the day, the most important race is not, like, today at Waukee or, you know, next weekend at PC. Like, the end goal is really, you know, Drake, and then you have State, and those are the more important races. So just training through that, and then, you know, trusting the training and following the training so that when it comes time that our bodies are at their peak ability in mid-May.
And then for you, you've already established yourself. You're going to be at the Drake Relays with a really big opportunity. Obviously, Addison Dorenkamp's out there, and she's a really, really good runner, but maybe not the favorite that Peyton Noe was and the distance that she put on the field. When you look at where you're at and your chances and your mentality, knowing, again, you have your end goal in mid-May, how excited are you to know that you're in the Drake field and that you'll at least have a chance in those two races to show just how far you've come?
Yeah, I mean, last year I barely scraped into the 3K. That was my only race, and I qualified by place, and I think I was, like, the last place accepted in. But this year I'm coming in, I think right now I'm ranked second, and obviously Addie's amazing. She puts up some really great times going big D1 commit, but I think trying to finish as high up as possible, you know, maybe a runner-up finish would be crazy, because, I mean, 2 years ago I never thought I would be at Drake. Like, this isn't something I ever saw possible for me, but, you know, coming back junior, senior year, maybe a possible Drake flag in my hand at the end of the day would be pretty cool.
Well, and not only that, it obviously, when you're talking about your end of goal, season goals, and competing for a state championship in the spring, there's still some great contenders out there, and obviously you can't kind of keep yourself to the point of, like, hey, I'm already here, and I know you have that mentality. So how do you prepare yourself knowing that you're going to be going into a lot of these races the rest of the season, whether it's at Drake, whether it's at state qualifying, Jim Duncan, Pella Christian, whatever it is, knowing that you are the favorite, and how are you trying to handle that mentally, knowing that other athletes are now chasing you, knowing that you're going to be the favorite in most of those events?
I would just say confidence in myself, like, knowing that I can do it, and that people, like, running my race first before I run someone else's race, that's the most important. That at the end of the day, my body's going to do what my body can do, and their body's going to do what their body can do, and that we're going to cross the lines, and, you know, we don't have to be best friends, but I'm still going to be there with my other runners, because we're all, you know, at the end of the day, we're all running the same amount of laps, putting a ton of work for this one outcome, and that, like, it's just a track meet, you know, like, in the grand scheme of life, it's more important to, you know, make these connections with people versus be upset that, you know, if I get beat or they get beat, you know, things like that.
Well, and then lastly, I mean, we talk obviously in the context of where you want to be at the end of the year, but how excited are you just day to day? How much fun is it right now for you to be on the track with your teammates? I mean, right now, as we're talking, it's snowing in April, but when you think about whatever the next meet is, the next race or the next workout, how much are you enjoying that process, and what's that do to help fuel you to reach those bigger goals at the end?
Yeah, I think the girls and I have been talking recently about how, like, enjoying the now versus the moment, because so often we find ourselves focusing on, like, oh, I can't wait for this to come, and, you know, in 2 weeks, but enjoying the now, and we're kind of just, like, enjoying it all together, like, the experience isn't going to last forever. Like, we're losing, you know, Autumn and Tessa this year, and then next year we're losing Reagan, and then after that it's my senior year, and, like, so just enjoying, like, being all together, and then, you know, like, some days running isn't the best, but we can still all find, like, the fun in it. Like, we've started playing some, like, silly games on runs of, like, singing songs and stuff, and then just, like, you know, long runs, like, going to get also after long runs and just like trying to build connections outside of running, but then that also like plays into our running, like, you know, wanting each other, you know, cheering on the side of the track during races, and then, you know, like looking forward to cool downs at the end of the meet, so you can be like, how are your races generally, and just like building those friendships first before running, because then day, like, I love these girls so much, and like I'm just blessed that I can run with them.
Well, a whole lot of fun to be had between now and mid-May. Marissa Fairby has already got two blue standards in her back pocket. She's the reigning 3A cross-country champion entering the stretch run here of the track season. Marissa, always appreciate your time. Love seeing you run. Finally got some pictures of you in action. Look forward to some of your big races coming up.
Thank you so much.